We're neither of us young anymore, are we? Well, we're not old men, sure, but we aren't the fast kids we were once when we were pals together. Or before she died, and we kind of broke up and went our ways. So what time is it? Let me see your watch. Oh, time sure flies, doesn't it? I've only got a few more minutes with you, pal. Just a few more minutes, and here I stand gassing, and you're sitting there clutching that piece of paper. Look, be a pal and hang on to it for just a little while yet. Just about, 6 or 7 minutes, as a matter of fact. And then I'll stop, and you take it from there.
I turned right around again, and where that streetcar came from, I'll never know. Oh, I didn't miss that one.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she was killed.
Nah, I wasn't hurt at all, except for this little cut on my forehead here. You can hardly see it. Cost me $46 to get my front axle straightened, the grill work welded. I went a trip to the license commissioner's office. Of course, I didn't tell him what I told you. I didn't want to lose my license and get sent to the goofy house besides.
You believe it, though, don't you?
Well, you will.
And the Earth is moving through space, too. It moves around the sun at a rate of about 18.5 miles per second. So therefore, we must, in order to keep this telescope focused accurately on the celestial objects we are observing, neutralize those motions mechanically. The telescope itself, as you will observe, is controllable in any direction by this motor. Watch it, if you please. Notice the motion of the telescope. Now I shall open the shutters of the dome through which the telescope points. And the final movement, the rotation of the entire dome exactly synchronized with the speed of the Earth through space.